It is Nicole Sandler. Jackson has left. I still, you know, he does this. Yeah. My boyfriend's in the other room, but you know, it's Jackson Brown. My God,
it's very charming.
Yes, and it, 61 years old. Wow, looks pretty damn good, right?
Looks good.
Ah, okay. Well, and my boyfriend's in there. I love you, David, but you know, he's Jackson Brown. Sorry. All right, so we're here in Threshold Sound Studios in Santa Monica, and thank you to Peter Barker who allowed us to use this space to do the interview with Jackson today. Now, I met Peter years ago because he used to, I guess, listen to me on the radio. And somehow, when I moved to, I went to the Boston area to program a radio station, he'd sent me an email one day and said, I used to live in Haverhill, Massachusetts, which is where the station was located. And we became friends. And actually, when I was here a few months ago, still working on Air America, maybe it was last year already, I needed a studio to do my show, and we tried to get it done. It didn't work out. And then when the thing came up with Jackson Brown, and then his people said, well, he said he'd love to do it with you, but his studio is booked that day. Mm-hmm. I called Peter. Now, during the time I got to know Peter, he had sent me a CD from this artist who is sitting across from me, whose name is Amy Cooney. And I first got an EP from you a few years ago that I loved. And finally, you released your first album, Bird's Eye View.
Yes.
About a year ago now, was it?
A year ago, yeah.
And
exactly.
I love this CD. And I know how difficult it is to, because I did music radio for many years. I know how tough it is to, you know, break through the mess and get on the air. And unfortunately, since the time that record came out, I haven't been doing music radio or I would be playing your song. And in fact, I told Peter, run out and get a copy of Amy's CD and give it to Jackson. So he's got
Thank
it.
You. So, Thank you so much.
Oh, I know he's going to love it as I do. So we're going to talk in a minute. But first, I want to introduce one of my favorite songs on the album. I think this song is a smash. It's Amy Cooney. It's Love is Trippy here on Radio or Not.
I'm sorry, I don't mean it untrue, but it was me and you before you met her. All the love songs you wrote for me stuck her name where mine used to be, but my name in them fit the rhythm better. I'd go if you had a ride, I'd smoke if you had a light, I'd fall every time. But love is trippy like that. Sometimes you think that you've got it. Nobody's gonna trick you out of this one, baby. But love will slip through your hands. You never know how to hold it, control it. You're gripping, it's tripping you up. As a woman who sings at the bar, this is for you. You know who you are. I was you once looking for someone I never found. She paints in a low, smoky voice pictures of bruises, bad days, and boys, and how they've stood her up just to let her down. She'd win if you were the prize. Gives into all of your lies. She falls every time for this. But love is trippy like that. Sometimes you think that you've got it. Nobody's gonna trick you out of this one, baby. But love will slip through your hands. You never know how to hold it, control it. You're gripping, it's tripping you. All of the girls who feel like they're overdressed, undersexed, starving for yeses or maybes, tired of always being ignored. You might see the available chair, be
inside me. The invitation is there, but I'm not the kind of scratch he's itching for.
Her name is Amy Cooney. The song is Love is Trippy from the album Bird's Eye View here on Radio or Not. Amy is sitting with me in the studio here at Threshold Sound in Santa Monica. And this very room is where you recorded that song.
Yep.
And those were, you had real horns. Yes. Those weren't samples, weren't
everything
they?
Everything was real. Everything was real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself, because you have a very unusual, your parents were missionaries in Guatemala?
That's right, Honduras, actually.
Honduras,
yes.
Wow.
They're still there.
Wow.
They're still down there. Going on 12 years, they've been working there. So I lived there for about 6
uh-huh.
growing up. I moved there when I was 13, so that was interesting.
And is that when you started writing songs?
I dabbled in it a little bit, but I was sort of mocking what I heard on the radio or, you know, what was popular at the time. I didn't really have anything. I didn't have a story yet. I didn't really have anything to write about at that point. And then moving to Honduras changed a lot of things, and I grew up very quickly, or at least I think I did, and that's when I started writing, like, the real songs.
Wow.
So...
All right. Well, you have a guitar here. Now, in addition to the EP that you have out and Bird's Eye View, which is out, and I know you're working on a new record. That's what you were here in the studio, just happened to be here today.
Yes.
When we came in, and I was, sometimes things just work out like they're supposed to. I was listening to your music, and then one day I heard that you do these great covers. And if people go on YouTube and search for you, you'll be there, you know, in front of the camera, just doing different covers of different songs. When did you start
That's
doing
true.
That?
Wow, I started that a few years ago. It just, you know, it was when I was working on my album and I wasn't playing a lot of shows, and I had all these songs that I loved that other artists had written, and the cool thing about covering other people's songs is that it helps you expand your writing and your, you know, chords. I've learned how to play, you know, new chords and new songs, and it just helped me expand my learning of my instrument as well. And another thing that's really cool is that I've been able to get some of their fans,
mm-hmm.
like Coldplay and One Republic and bands that have this huge fan base have been exposed to me now because I've covered some of their songs. So.
Right. And, you know, my whole take on covers is if you're just going to do the exact thing, you know, a note for note cover, why bother? But when you cover songs, you infuse Amy Cooney with and it makes them special. But I know you're going
to
do, I mentioned one of my other favorite songs from Bird's Eye View.
Simple things.
So would you do
sure,
that for
absolutely.
Us? So Amy's going to pick up the guitar and play for us live. I wanted Jackson to play live, and, you know, hey, it was enough to get him in the studio and talk, but this is a treat. Amy Cooney with us here on Radio or Not.
Things we take pleasure in, the simple things we take pride in, little victories, and we wear our simple crowns. Aho, tugs of war, we battle ships and thunderstorms, and naked is our uniform. It's our simple hand-me-down. It's a beautiful morning, beautiful morning. Dressed up in summer and tied with a bow. Let's be courageous, face tiny dangers, and let's climb those fences with signs that say don't. Beautiful man, I'm a beautiful woman. We'll find simple pleasures wherever we go. It's the simple things that make us feel at home. For a simple view, we'll sleep upon your daddy's roof. 'Cause our sleeping bags are waterproof, and they leave static in our hair. For poor heaven's sake, the sky is tired of being scraped, and pigeons crowd the fire escapes. There is traffic in the air. It's a beautiful morning, beautiful morning. Dressed up in summer and tied with a bow. Let's be courageous, face tiny dangers, and let's climb those fences with signs that say don't. Beautiful man, I'm a beautiful woman. We'll find simple pleasures wherever we go. It's the simple things that make us feel at home. We get high on simple things, and we take flight on dips and swings. We fly. It's a beautiful morning, beautiful morning. Dressed up in summer and tied with a bow. Let's be courageous, face tiny dangers. Let's climb those fences with signs that say don't. Beautiful man, I'm a beautiful woman. We'll find simple pleasures wherever we go. It's the simple things that make us feel at home. Oh, it's the simple things that make us feel at home.
Wow. Amy Cooney with Simple Things.
Thank
live
you.
Here in the studio. How I love that song. I told you I have a 10-year-old daughter, and she and I, we'd play it, and that song would play, and she'd go, "Again, Mom," and we would sing. I mean, the two of us, you don't want to hear us sing, but great, great song. So
thank you.
You are a self-taught guitar player?
Yes. Piano, I started when I was about 4. And then when I was living in Honduras, I was playing in a salsa band, an all boys.
Wow.
Yeah.
All boys plus Amy.
Plus me, yeah. And I was playing keyboard, and they would always sort of like stick me in the back, and I was always like, you know. And then one day they gave me a tambourine, and I was like, you know, I'm just gonna learn guitar, and I'm gonna be like, I want to be in the lead. And by the time I learned it, and I quit the band because I wanted to do my own thing at that point. So.
And did you always have this voice? You've got such a unique vocal quality. You've got this huskiness but it's very beautiful voice.
Thank
but
you.
Very unique.
Thank you. I have had some training. I worked with a vocal coach. His name is Stephen Memel. He's here in Los Angeles. But for the most part, I just started doing it. And I'm not, you know, I who knows if I'm doing it right. I'm not sure, but it feels right to me. So that's.
So what do you do? Obviously, you put out the record about a year ago, and now you're working on another one. You play clubs and dates around town. You've been touring high schools, you
That's
said.
Right, that's right. That's sort of been the biggest undertaking over the past year for me. My manager mentioned it to me, you know, would you ever want to play high schools? And I was homeschooled my whole life, and high schoolers scare me. And I'm really scared by them. So I said, no, absolutely not. That sounds like the worst thing. You know, I could never do that. And then we tried one or two, and they were just so much fun. And the kids are so, like, they're so appreciative. And it's, you know, you have this long school day. For someone to come in, you know, and have a break and be able to listen to music,
yeah,
they really like it, and they really appreciate it. And so far, it's just been wonderful. It's been a great experience. And I love kids. I love being around them. They're not afraid to get excited. They're not
right.
They're not cool yet. So they're you know, they get so excited, and it's been really great.
So do you do it mostly here in Los Angeles, or are you going around the country?
No, I go all around the country.
Really?
Yes,
wow,
ma'am.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right. So where are you in the process for the next record? How far along are you?
We're about halfway.
Mm-hmm.
About halfway. We're shooting for, I think, April to finish. And then hopefully have it out by this summer. Hopefully.
Wow. Wow. So, well, that's exciting.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Yeah,
did you say you wanted to play a new song?
Would you like?
Oh, I would love. I'd love it.
This song I actually wrote with an amazing songwriter, Jason Reeves.
Oh, I love Jason Reeves. In fact,
amazing.
I mentioned to Jackson that I'm going to Sunset Sessions tomorrow in San Diego.
Oh, really?
Which is a wonderful event. And Jason played last year.
Really?
He was signed by Cara DiGuardo, who is the new judge on American Idol. But
yeah.
She's an A&R person for Warner Brothers. And so she signed him. I interviewed him last year, and he played. He's wonderfully talented.
Yeah. He's a genius.
And he's written a lot with Colby Calais.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So we wrote this song together called Bookmark.
All right.
You're a wonderful story, even if you're not true. How could anyone stop in the middle of you? What's behind the curtains and under the shades? You're a mystery, and that's what I crave. I'm a curious creature, and you're quite a fine. A forest of answers to cities of why. Under your covers, I'll meet you inside your mystery. But you're not mine. There's a bookmark stuck in the spot where she left off and ruined the page. Can I pick you up from here? Whatever comes next, I won't give it away. I'll understand every you say, every secret and every surprise. Bring it tonight, and I'll bring it alive. There's a bookmark stuck in the spot where she left off and ruined the page. Can I pick you up from till the ending, start over again? Because I missed the beginning of it. Well, yeah, she knew your habits, and she knew your thoughts, but I'll know you better in no time at all.
That is beautiful. Oh, Amy Cooney here with us on Radio Or Not. What a treat this is.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And it's I've been listening to your music for so long, and it's nice to finally meet you in person.
It's nice to meet you.
Since we hadn't met yet. And, wow, what a way to, what a show. Jackson Brown and Amy Cooney. And, you know, I have a pretty good ear. And a dear friend of mine is John Ondrasik from Five for Fighting. Oh. And when his first record came out, he was on EMI Records, mm-hmm. and I was working. My radio station had just been sold. It was owned by Gene Autry. It was their last station. Went under, and I wound up working for a music trade magazine called the Album Network, and mm-hmm. I was the rock editor. And I was supposed to, you know, write about, you know, they called them reviews, but I called them PPs, promotional paragraphs, because you're really, you know, you're being a record promoter. But I had my column mm-hmm. that was whatever I wanted to write about. And I got this record from Five for Fighting that was not a priority for EMI. I think they had a Queensryche record that they wanted to push. Mm-hmm. And so I'd be writing about this Five for Fighting record, and they'd yell at me because they wanted me to write about Queensryche. But I kept writing about Five for Fighting, and then EMI folded when it went under.
Mm-hmm.
And John Ondrasik had become a good friend of mine through this, and he was out of a deal, and, you know, he sent me some new songs, you know, a little while later that were just great, but he didn't have a deal, and then sure enough, Greg Letterman from Aware Records got a hold of it and signed him to a new deal with Columbia through Aware, mm-hmm. You know, the rest is history. Now,
yeah,
John,
they're
Five for Fighting is huge. So I'm just saying, Amy Cooney, watch out, because and his first record, Message for Albert, is difficult to find,
uh-huh.
but it's still one of my favorite records. It's called Message for Albert.
Message for Albert.
Because it's out of print, but I think you can still get it, like on Amazon. I think it's, you know, it's out there. I think people who have it, who have put it up for sale. So, you know, I think when the new one comes out and you become a big star, then people are going to go looking for Bird on a Wire, because just what a brilliant record that is.
Thank you. Thank you,
Amy Cooney.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really
appreciate it. And what a pleasure this is. Peter in the control room, if you want to go out with one last Amy Cooney song, whatever one you want to pick, and a quick programming note that I'm going to sign off after the song. We'll just shut it down. Tomorrow, live from Sunset Sessions, I will be, I think, kicking it off with Maya Sharp. Do you know Maya?
I do. Yes.
Amazing.
Not personally, but
right.
I'm a fan.
She's a great singer-songwriter. She's written with everyone from the Dixie Chicks to Bonnie Raitt. And she's now working with Edwin McCain. So, you know, okay. I'll be Edwin McCain. Anyway, so I know they will be on with me tomorrow. I'm not sure who else. I'll have John Butler on Friday. I will have Bob Schneider. Do you know Bob Schneider?
I do.
Oh, he's awesome. He'll be on with me tomorrow or Friday as well. So it's going to be the next couple of days filled with music like today. And what a wonderful
Thank
way
you.
To start it.
Thank
Amy
you so
Cooney,
much.
Your website, is it amycooney.com?
Well, right now, MySpace is the best place to go to hear music.
Just Google Amy Cooney,
yes.
K-U-N-E-Y, and check out some of her covers on YouTube. They're awesome. Thank you for listening. We'll leave you with an Amy Cooney song, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. I'm Nicole Sandler, Radio Or
Not. To your pomp and your circumstance bravely. You're starched, you're a formal affair, and I can't breathe. You're smart, you know all those big words and their meanings, but you aren't very good at remembering small things. You say you love me, but I ask you how much. So you spread your arms wide till behind you your thumbs touch, and you hold that position as I add it all up. In cold, hard mathematical terms, you're in love. Hold me, don't think too hard about it. I would common sense allow it. You wait too long, you lose me. Just do it when you get the urging. No, it's not rocket surgery. Oh, when you know you love someone, it's easy. your book, heavy-headed, so weighted with deep thoughts. As you lay in my lap and we struggle with small talk. Try writing it down, but you trip on writer's block. So we just smart, I'm romantic, it's like you care. Your mouth is mechanical, words are air over my head. They blow, so blink once if you like it, and blink twice if you don't.